BlackAmericaWeb.com news brought to you by Crest Pro Health. Feel the deep clean. Crest Pro Health Intensive Clean Toothpaste cleans beyond what you can see to fight cavities, plaque, and gingivitis. Go pro with Crest Pro Health.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
In Idaho, a 2-year-old boy accidentally killed his mother while they were shopping at a Walmart. The toddler was seated in a cart when he reached into his mother's purse. She did have a pistol. It went off.
Powered by News One.
Well, happy New Year's Eve and good Wednesday morning. I'm Jackie Reed with your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines for December 31st, the last day of 2014. A toddler shot and killed his mother at an Idaho Walmart. It happened yesterday as the mother shopped at the store with a concealed handgun in her purse, which she had a permit for. The 2-year-old reached into his mother's purse and grabbed the gun, and then it discharged. The 29-year-old mother also had 3 other children that were with her in the store at the time. A Pennsylvania man is shot and killed after police say he made online threats and then tried to run officers over with his car. After seeing the online post, officers sought to arrest Joseph Pacini. They ordered him to get out of his car, but he resisted. Police say they do not know if he had a weapon. And a 19-year-old man is arrested after making threats against police on Twitter. Montre Tolliver posted a picture pointing a rifle at a police cruiser parked in a Fort Worth area residential neighborhood. The picture included the caption, "Should I do it?" Uh-huh. Well, the White House is standing by its conclusion that North Korea is responsible for the Sony hack attack. That despite a major security company casting doubt. Officials with Norse Corp met with the FBI on Monday and shared the details of their own investigation in which they believe the Sony attack was an inside job. But after that meeting, the FBI said they stand by their own results. And finally, we know why Beyonce and Solange's dad had that garage sale, putting many of the ladies' promotional items up for sale. Mm-hmm. Matthew Knowles told the Houston NBC affiliate KPRC that his staff just was clearing out space for his company. He says everything is fine with him financially. He said if he needed money, he would sell a Grammy or an MTV award. He said he thinks he made about $2,000 on that garage sale.
Now, wait a minute. He's going to sell Beyonce's old flip-flops
for
$35 and a Salon CD for 96 cents. Something's wrong, bad wrong.
See,
with
you
that.
Trying to stir the pot.
Something's
trying
bad
to
wrong
stir
with
the
that.
Pot.
There's something wrong with that.
Basically, he's saying he didn't need the money. And those are
he just was clearing out the garage or whatever.
Yes, basically the space of his company. He said they're expanding. Look for new things in 2015 from Matthew.
He said, I'd like to sell Solange, but nobody would buy it.
15 before the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.